This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States has circulated a draft resolution in the U.N. Security Council calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Blinken announced the move during an interview with Saudi Arabian media outlet Al Hadath on Wednesday. Blinken said the ceasefire would be tied to the release of hostages who have been held by Hamas since its deadly invasion of southern Israel on October 7th. The U.S. has used its veto in the U.N. Security Council to block previous resolutions calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. Blinken arrived in Saudi Arabia Wednesday to begin a new round of shuttle diplomacy aimed at securing a ceasefire in Gaza. He met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan in Jeddah. Blinken will travel to Egypt on Thursday for meetings with his counterparts from Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Jordan, as well as officials from the United Arab Emirates and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. He will then travel to Israel on Friday. The U.S. House impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden appears to be coming to an end. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
There has been no hard evidence of any wrongdoing, but House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer is pushing ahead.
We have learned that Joe Biden has taken action after action to further his family's plans to get rich.
But instead of drawing up articles of impeachment, Comer appears to be eyeing potential criminal referrals of the Biden family to the Justice Department, which is a largely symbolic act. Florida Democrat Jared Moskowitz says it's all a show.
They just want to do these hearings. It's not leading to impeachment. They're lying to their base on Newsmax and Fox, leading these people to believe that they're going to eventually impeach the president. It's not going to happen.
The White House is calling the inquiry a charade and told Republicans to move on. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Comer announced Wednesday he will seek testimony from President Biden himself in the inquiry. Newly released data from the Federal Bureau of Investigation shows violent crime across the United States is continuing to decline. AP's Lisa Dwyer has details.
Murders dropped 13% in the last quarter of 2023 as compared to the same period the year before. Violent crime overall was down 6%. Property crime ticked downward about 3% across the nation overall, except for the Northeast and in large cities with a population of over a million people, which actually saw an increase by about that same amount. The quarterly report is based on data sent to the FBI from about 80% of the law enforcement agencies around the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japanese baseball star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from Ohtani. The interpreter was let go from the team Wednesday following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker. A law firm says they discovered Ohtani had been the victim of a massive theft following media inquiries. ESPN reported that at least $4.5 million have been transferred from Ohtani's account to a Southern California gambling operation. The interpreter has worked with Ohtani for years and been a constant presence with him in Major League clubhouses. The news came just before Ohtani made his much-anticipated debut with the Dodgers in the team's season-opening game in South Korea. AP correspondent Gethin Kulba reports.
Shohei Ohtani's RBI single capped a four-run eighth-inning rally in his Dodgers debut, and Los Angeles beat the San Diego Padres 5-2 in Major League Baseball's season opener in Seoul. Ohtani went 2-for-5 in his first game since leaving the Los Angeles Angels for a record $700 million 10-year contract with the Dodgers. The game turned when a routine grounder went through the webbing of first baseman Jake Cronenworth's glove. A crowd of 15,952 was on hand to watch MLB's first game in South Korea. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. That's Issues in the News, VOA's premier news discussion program. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.